From NPR News, it's Day to Day. An eclectic mix of movies arrive at the multiplexes this weekend, and to tell you what the nation's critics have to say about them, here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Cadillac Records chronicles the rise of the legendary R&B label Chess Records during the 1950s in Chicago. The title comes from the fact that when they first started out, the Chess Brothers actually used to sell the albums from the trunk of their Cadillac. Many musical legends are portrayed in the film, from Beyoncé as Etta James to Mos Def as Chuck Berry. Adrian Brody stars as label co-founder Leonard Chess.
Starting a business together, it's like starting a family. Appreciate that.
Well, how come then you need me to sign this thing?
Well, that's what people do in business.
Overall, Cadillac Records is getting strong reviews. Entertainment Weekly calls it an enjoyable ramble. The Wall Street Journal snaps may be a mess dramatically, but it's a wonderful mess. And New York Magazine sings, the ensemble is stupendous and the music goes deep. In limited release is the dark comedy Nobel Son. Alan Rickman stars as a brilliant scientist who wins the Nobel Prize in chemistry, causing a huge rift with his competitive wife and son. Mary Steenburgen also stars.
You really feel comfortable carrying it across a mall and leaving it in the trunk of a car that thousands of people are tossing raffle tickets into? It's everything we have, Sarah.
It is not everything we have. We have our son, who we love more than any amount of money in the world.
According to the critics, Nobel Son won't be winning too many prizes. Even though Variety finds it an uneven but enjoyably titillating black comedy, the Seattle Post-Intelligencer speaks for the majority of reviews with, what finally sinks the film is that the more it tries to dazzle us, the more uninterested we become. And hey, what says Christmas season more than Richard Nixon, huh? That's right, director Ron Howard brings the successful stage play Frost Nixon to the screen. It focuses on the infamous interviews that disgraced President Nixon gave to British television host David Frost after resigning in the aftermath of the Watergate scandal. Frank Langella plays Nixon, and Michael Sheen portrays Frost.
Just so I understand correctly, are you really saying that in certain situations, the president can decide whether it's in the best interests of the nation and then do something illegal?
I'm saying that when the president does it, that means it's not illegal.
Frost Nixon is getting great notices. The Los Angeles Times raves the result is involving and grossing cinema. Newsweek promises Frost Nixon works even better on screen, more intimate and suspenseful. And Rolling Stone shouts, a grabber of a movie laced with tension, stinging wit, and potent human drama. Wow, can you imagine if Nixon becomes big box office? You know, it's the sort of thing that would go right to his head.
I was at Sky Bar last night with Ashton and Demi, and we were all laughing about how much we all enjoyed Beverly Hills Chihuahua. The dog kind of reminded me of John Dean, the little rat. Well, I gotta run. I'm late for sushi with Spielberg.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer who lives in Los Angeles.